How are you, John?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good job on stage there.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a good time. I enjoy working with the group. It's been a good year for that.
Yeah. So just for folks, for the few folks that weren't here at the Correlation Conference.
Which, that's, I would imagine the whole world was here. I mean, it was a
pretty close.
Room. Yeah.
Pretty close. It was a very big room, and you killed it as usual. So give us a quick summary on what the topic was that you were talking about
so
there.
I was talking about my new book, which is Breaking Digital Gridlock. Mm-hmm. And you know,
they are.
The goal of the book is really to help organizations through digital transformation. It's not a go digital book like so many books are, like, oh, this is why you've got to go digital. I think everybody's got that figured out. So if you watched, I kind of broke the slides down to people, process, technology, security, strategy, and culture. And all of those elements together kind of, they're the thing that creates your digital environment and your digital offerings. But it's like you've got to get them all synchronized within your organization. And so through some fun stuff and just talking about things, I kind of told some stories, but I think they resonate because most people have been through them.
Indeed. What were a couple of takeaways that folks that you wanted folks to take away from the,
you know,
from your talk?
How to really identify which technologies to put some effort in as to whether it's revolution or evolution. So I talk about how to identify those technologies. Another one was that your culture is really important to your digital transformation. If you don't have your staff using your products and you saw where I asked the whole audience, how many of you have an Amazon account? That was 100% of the audience. But when I said, how many of you have your credit card or debit card from the organization that you work at in your Amazon account as a tender, it wasn't everybody.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
So,
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Wow. So that's really indicative of what we're seeing in the industry is that we kind of get digital pigeonholed over here somewhere as this sort of tandem running process. And what we're finding is that just doesn't work. It has to be sort of an effort of the entire organization, and it needs to be synchronized, it needs to be planned, it's got to have strategy behind it. And then it can be really fun and very transformative for the whole organization.
Well, that's kind of what John Genclaise is going through right now.
Yes.
at Partners. He's going through his digital transformation.
Yes.
That we both know so well.
Have you seen his videos from that?
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be a whole video from that.
Yeah, there's going to be a series.
Yeah, yeah.
It is amazing. A docu-series. I want to do a docu-series, but nobody cares.
You have to ask him about it.
Every day, yeah. But it's going to be really cool to see what he comes out with for that. Yeah.
What does it mean, though? I mean, when people talk about digital transformation, what you talked about on stage, it seemed for somebody who's not kind of like immersed in it like John is, and John,
right?
What does that mean though for digital transformation? Is it like, all right, we're dumping the branch all together and we're like moving, we're going paperless, all that type of stuff? What does it mean?
Well, it really doesn't mean that at all. What it really means is a cohesive offering of your services that is both digital and physical, but they intertwine. And so I'll give you the idea. You should be able to go to a branch and start a loan. Maybe, you know, say, oh, well, let me go think about it. Go home, pick it up on your phone and do some more on it, and then call into the call center and finish it. It's this continuum, right, of the lifetime of a product or a service. And so that's really how the platform comes together. And that's really what it comes down to is we were, you know, credit unions in particular have been really good. There's a lot of bell ringing going on. It's kind of freaking me out.
It's my background music I have.
Oh, good. It's very nice.
It's my band.
But it's getting louder, too, which is cool. So what happens is this continuum, we've been really good at sort of creating this cohesive service out of the entire credit union when it comes to branches and things, but less good at it digitally. And I'll give you an example. This is digital gridlock at its core. If you can pay a mortgage over the counter, and you can pay a mortgage in your home banking platform, but you can't do it in your mobile.
Right.
You've got gridlock.
Right.
Well, this should be like a redneck thing. Like,
you got gridlock.
If you can't make an advance on your credit card, but you can do a statement on your phone, you've got digital gridlock. Yeah.
Right.
But really, that's kind of the thing, right? It's this dysfunction of services between all the platforms that's very apparent to a member. It's very obvious to someone. I mean, think about it. If you walked into, I'll use a Starbucks. You walked into a Starbucks and you were like, I want some coffee and I also would like, you know, a croissant. And they said, whoa, croissants? You go over there. And there was like a dude with like a half shop, like maybe like it was a Dunkin' Donuts that was like, yeah, man, we supply the croissants. You got to come over here. Yeah, it's a whole other line. You got to pay for it separately. But that's what it feels like, is it's disjointed. And that's just one element of it. We also talked about projects and engagement. We talked about continuous improvement. We talked about the Golden Gate Bridge, which was the idea that, you know, the same people that built the Golden Gate Bridge don't paint it 24/7, 365, right? So we talked about some of the roles that have to evolve within the organization. It's really an organizational evolution into this. But it's not as hard as we're making it out to be. It is a challenge culturally, because that's honestly, all this comes down to one thing. I was speaking at the CUNA HR conference, and you know, I was telling them, it was so fun because, you know, HR people are like my peeps. I love the HR people. And I said, what's the most important thing in the credit union? And they knew right off the bat. They were like, people. And I'm like, yes, that's all that really matters. They're also the hardest thing to move. You know, tech does whatever we tell it to do. But getting people to use it, getting people involved in it, getting people to trust it, that's really, really comes down to is trusting your digital strategy, trusting the digital services, and trust in the leadership around.
And how do you get that trust? How do you build that trust?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
And you build that with culture. Yeah. It starts at the top. Like if you ever drop a pebble in the pond, so the rings that are the ripples, they're strongest at the center.
Right.
But as they move out further and further, they wither, right? Mm-hmm. They diminish. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to figure out, that's how culture really operates, I think, at a credit union these days. At near the top, it's strong.
Right.
But as you get further out into the fringe, it starts to dissipate. Mm-hmm. And keeping that strong communication, that strong, you know, cultural identity of the organization all the way out to the fringe, mm-hmm. that's really going to be how you do it. And the answer is strong communication, strong leadership, storytelling, and also putting in a lot of incentives and things in place to get people to use not just your members, but your staff. I mean, if you're not going to use our home banking or our mobile banking, how do I expect you to ever sell it to somebody?
Exactly.
What's fascinating to me is, you know who gets the most FaceTime with a member? It's the lowest paid person in the entire credit union. But yet, they're the ones who would know the most. And so how do you facilitate that communication back up to the top? So there's just so much to it, but at the same time, it's not that hard. That's what the book is about. It's really a lot of little things that you can do. Because here's the thing. None of us can afford to turn the ship 30 degrees, you know. But a 3-degree turn over time is the difference, you know, in a boat from hitting two different continents.
And it'll get to that 30 degrees eventually.
It will.
3 degrees at a time.
It will. Yep. And with 3 degrees, you can correct a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's really a lot of things like that that you can really think about, things you can put in place to start, you know, working in that arena. Because, you know, the number one other thing I hear from people is, hey, we can't afford this. Well, you can if you make some wise choices up
increment?
Front. Yeah, some incremental changes that will make money.
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, with our Set a Credit product, one of the things we point out to people, with or without it, is, hey, the more people that have your card and are using it in Amazon, the more interchange you're going to make. And if you were to really go after that and push it, because we find that most credit unions, you know how much they have as a percentage of their cards in Amazon? Like less than 10%.
Yeah, I think you proved it in there.
Right, but in there, you saw that the opportunity was 99%, like almost the whole room.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so if you could even double that, you would double your interchange earnings, which you could then put towards digital transformation. And so we try to bring a complete picture of that over.
That's what everyone was talking about when the iPhone first, or when Apple Pay first came out. How do you get top of, now it's not top of wallet anymore, it's top of phone.
Yeah, top of app.
Top of app.
Yeah, and that's really what we're looking for. And more and more we're moving to that. So, you know, you look at do you know what ClickList is? So do you have Kroger's in your area?
Yeah, we have a couple, yeah.
Yeah, so Kroger's has a new thing called ClickList where, and I love this because I hate the grocery store. So your wife goes online, picks all the things you want. She clicks a button. You show up in your car. There's some parking spaces. Mm-hmm. You pull in. You call. Then you go, I'm here. You pop your trunk. They roll out, toss the groceries in, and you leave. But where the disconnect is that, and I waited around. Some dude this showed up in our little town in Monument, and I was waiting around, and some guy popped in. And, you know me, I went over and knocked on the window and said, hey, man, tell me about this. And he told me. I said, so how do you normally, because right around the corner, there's an Ent Credit Union. And Ent is my home credit union, fantastic credit union. Yeah. My sister-in-law actually works there and runs one of the branches around the corner. So I said to the guy, hey, do you guys Ent members? Oh, yeah. They said, oh, so did you put your Ent card in? He's like, you know, I think she put like our Capital One or something with rewards.
Wow.
And so think about that though. So that family had, I know he had two little kids because they were tossing diapers in there like it was no tomorrow. So two little kids, family of four, what do you think? $400 you know, at least a month.
In diapers.
Yeah, or more, you know. So let's do a 1% modest interchange on that. So now we're looking at $4 for that person, which doesn't seem like that much per month. Mm-hmm. But you get 3,000 people that do that, and now you're $12,000 down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to be a hurricane or some big disaster that kills us. We're going to die from a cold. You know, little symptoms over and over again, like pneumonia.
Yep, yep.
We've got to really guard against that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do. That's my point with the book. That's why I wrote it, is to try to help us along to, you know, to find little things that will get us in that direction and identify bigger opportunities that folks can start to put in play.
How do you convince them, though? Because right now we're in such good times. Credit unions are experiencing really good times right now. Why should I change? I'm just devil's advocate here. Why should I change? Things are going really well. Why do I have to risk going on this digital journey when things are all right now?
So good. So we find out that, like, for example, data analytics are really so key and foundational to digital transformation. It's the number one thing you need. It's what's going to power the artificial intelligence revolution. It's what's going to power really the change from what I call reactive banking, digital banking, to proactive digital banking. So it's the difference between telling you that you got an NSF and helping you avoid it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's really the future, right? And data analytics is key to that. So if you actually do the analytics, you would find, hey, wait a minute. Why do we only have 7% of the Amazon? The problem is that we're not looking in the right places. So the way we used to quantify top of app, you can't measure with the same stick if we've gone from imperial to centimeters, mm-hmm. you know, because the scale isn't right. And so understanding where to measure, and it isn't that hard when you just point out a few things. So, for example, you know, one of the things I ask people is, hey, if my direct deposit stopped, would your credit union call me? And I can tell you, so far, no one's answered that question yes. But that's a great reason to call. Because
yeah.
it means so many things. It could mean that I'm leaving the credit union. It could mean that it's broken, so I got paid, but it didn't work out. And it could
be a job change, perhaps?
A job change. It could mean I'm dead, which if we want to keep that money from a trust perspective, we may want to look at that. Mm-hmm. Every single one of the reasons for a direct deposit stopping is a good reason for a phone call mm-hmm. from that I would not have a problem with as a customer to get that call. Yet, we don't do it. So when we see those things, you know, it's going to continue to, you know, again, it's going to continue to grow. So convincing them isn't hard if you have data. And so that's really the start with this. That's why I like groups like On Approach, who are really working towards, and I mentioned the number one tool they have to guard against disruption is collaboration. And I think On Approach really brings that. You know, CMG is another one that has that kind of ability to say, hey, we got to put a lot of data in one place and start to trend this stuff. Because, again, you don't know you're coming to the cliff, you know.
Until you're there.
And I'm not saying that we are headed towards a cliff.
Yeah.
There's no reason to expect that things won't still be good. What I'm saying is they could be better. And why not, you know, let's not settle for good. Let's settle for, you know, let's go for the ring because we want to take the services that we have and bring them to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And the proof is in the data.
The proof is
that's where the convincing can be, right?
Right. Well, that's it. You know, as I think I told the story of an Amazon developer, you know, that sent the email and at the bottom it said, God, we trust, everyone else bring data, which is very true, right?
Love it.
And, that's how we convince the board when we need to make these changes. The data doesn't lie. And if you look at it and it doesn't show that, maybe you're okay. But I do know that it's not even a digital transformation. It's hard to, that really is what we're calling it, but it's really transformational in the sense of how people are interacting and engaging.
I think that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, with the whole organization and just being ready for that,
yep.
you know? And we've been doing that for years.
Yep.
People want ATMs, we give them ATMs. But the what's happening now is it isn't people want phones, let's go to phones. It's people want a digital relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that digital relationship is something none of us really know how to do. You know,
yeah, on a financial level, yeah.
Yeah, I just put a blog out on my Breaking Digital Gridlock site, and it's about a bulletin board. So I bought a car, and I had to sell a car. So when I was going to go to sell a car, this is like 1999 or something, and back then you put it in the Auto Trader.
Remember
that,
yeah,
right? Take a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
And so what ended up happening was one of my friends said, oh, don't spend money in the Auto Trader. Just go down to the Brandon branch of Suncoast Schools Credit Union, which I worked at, and put it on the bulletin board. So I went down there, I put it on the bulletin board, next day it sold. But I started thinking about that. Why is that so important? Well, that bulletin board represented a community. And people who would look at the bulletin board would go, that's probably another teacher, or this person's another member, mm-hmm. and therefore we have sort of a bond.
There's a trust there.
Right, it builds trust. We don't have that anymore in the digital place. And so that's really the hump we got to get over, is creating digital relationships and engagement at that level. And I think credit unions have the best opportunity to do that, because we've been all about engagement and relationship for so long that if we can just figure out how to sort of take, in my world, it was a lady named Arvis at the Brandon branch. If we can bring Arvis out to the fringe in a digital way, then we win. And I think there's lots of ways to go after that. So you're right, it's not necessarily a digital transformation. It's just, you can't look at this as just adding another channel,
right,
which is what so many people have done. That's why I say digital isn't one person, it's not one product, mm-hmm. It's not a service, it's not a department. It's got to be...
It's a culture. Culture change.
It's got to be a culture. And that's so different than before. Because if you continue to just buy products and strap them on as digital channels, you're sort of creating this Frankenstein with one person's arm, another person's torso, and you don't have that continuum of being able to, serve someone from one channel to another in a competent way. And bigger organizations are, like USAA is a great example. They've got that figured out. And so... we've got to move in that space.
All right. As the financial world turns with John Best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.